earthworms in my hand. Hundreds of them evacuated to pavement or swimming in river gutters after heavy rain. I step around them on my morning walk, stopping to pick up the plumpest to carry back to my first garden. Their squirms demand immediate release, yet only half of them wiggle away in their new home, water current having redefined the others as floaters whose multiple hearts didn't outpummel the sky's assault. Determined to get my own heart pumping, I walk away from these small deaths, through their dollhouse Katrina wake, look through a naturalist's eyes at crows dive bombing for breakfast, but can't accept the fate of a car's turn into the cul-de-sac, the oblivious mother pushing a stroller down the sidewalk, nor the memory of Uncle Otto's body at the bottom of the Missouri River. Rescues in the scoop of one hand, the hollow of the other, back aching and deadline waiting, these missions claim the entire morning. Neighbors stop to compliment my compassion. They don't see my father's faraway gaze into grief, or my want of a man like these elfin lovers, who slither on their natural lubricants, over palms and between fingers, and follow nerves that end in other places, gray-blue fingers that knead hard soil into spring flowers.